Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yuma daf Samach Daled Yuma 64. Back in our Mishnah on 62a, we learned that if when they were coming to take the drawing of the lots to decide which of the two goats would go to God and which would go to Azazel, if when they did that, the one of them died, then they should, one of the goats died after they drew the lots, then they should bring another pair and draw lots on them and draw lots on this other pair. And then he should say, Im shel shemes, if the one for God, the goat that would have been sent to God, died, then zeh shel olav hagoro hashemes kaim tachtov, then the one that has the lots for God will be in its place. And if the one for Azazel died, the one that draws the lots for Azazel will be in its place. And then the Mishnah concludes that the second one should graze until it gets a blemish, and then it should be sold, and its money shall go to a voluntary offering on the temple. So the Gemara brings a dispute amongst the between Rav and Shmuel, the Amoraim, which of the goats should graze. Is it the goat from the first pair, the remaining goat from the first pair of goats, or is it the second goat from the second pair, the one that wasn't the actual replacement goat? So says Rav, in this case, where let's say for example, the sire Azazel, the goat for Azazel died, and the sire and the goat for Hashem remained alive, and then they brought two other goats and they drew lots at them, and so now we have two goats that are designated for God because the one for Azazel we replaced, and now we have the first goat from the one that was the first pair that was said for God, and now we have the second goat also for God from the second pair. So what should you do? So Rav says, under these circumstances, sheni shebezug rishon yikrav, the second goat of the first pair should be brought on the temple, should be the one that is the sin offering, sheni shebezug sheni yireb, whereas the second goat of the second pair, that's the one that's supposed to graze. That's the position of Rav. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, it's a dispute between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan says sheni shebezug rishon yireb. No, he says the second goat of the first pair is the one that should graze until it gets a blemish and then be sold. Whereas the second goat of the second pair, that's the one that's supposed to be brought yikrav. So it's a dispute between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav is saying that the second goat of the first pair is the one that's going to be brought, whereas the second one of the second goat is the one that's supposed to graze. So the Gemara says, what's the nature of this dispute between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Whereas Rav says you bring the first goat, the goat from the first pair, and Rabbi Yochanan says you bring the goat from the second pair. So Rav sever bali chayim eini nidachan. Rav says that since it's a living creature, it's not pushed off. Meaning to say, even though right now it's not able to be brought, it's temporarily unable to be brought, when it will be able to be brought, we're going to put it back in its place. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan is of the position bali chayim nidachan. No, he says, since there was a period of time where the first one couldn't be brought, then it's completely pushed off and it can no longer be brought and it's completely unable to be brought. So therefore we're going to bring the goat from the second pair, and the first one's supposed to graze until it could be redeemed. So Gemara says, my time of the Rav. What's the reasoning from Rav? What's the basis for Rav's logic? The Gemara says, the yalaf mi mechusar's man. Well, maybe we're going to learn now from the concept of mechusar's man, lacking a period of time. For example, if there's an animal that before its eighth day, it's not able to be brought as a carbon. That's the basic principle. It has to, and only from the eighth day onward can be brought as a carbon to Hashem. So we see from here, mechusar's man, even though it was before it reached day eight, it's not able to be brought. Lav afogav dahashta, but aloha zeh mich ki hadar michzi, that even though right now before it becomes a day eight, it's not able to be brought, but once day eight comes, it can be brought. So too, hachinam. So too also here in this case, even though there's a period of time where it can't be brought, eventually we'll be able to be brought. And indeed, this should be the logic, that we should bring the goat from the first pair, not the goat from the second pair. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? The two cases are not comparable. Me dummy, there's a distinction. In the case of the animal that was not yet 8 days old, it had never, ever been able to be brought. And so therefore, it wasn't considered pushed off and now able to be brought again. But here it was one point able to be brought, and that was pushed off. And that's worse. If something had never been qualified to be brought, it's not as bad as something that had once been qualified and then was pushed off. And that's the concept. And so therefore, there's a distinction between the two cases. So the Gemara says, so what's the reason for Rav that we bring from the first pair and not from the second pair? The Gemara says, Hainu taima de Rav. This is the reasoning from Rav. To yalaf mi bal mum over, because we learn it from a sacrifice that has a blemish that will eventually be healed. that under those circumstances, while the blemish is still on it, it's going to be unable to be brought. But once the blemish passes, then we're going to say it's able to be brought. Baal mum over, that if you have a blemish that's passing, rav afagav de lo chazi hashta, even though right now it's not capable of being brought, ki hadar milsi, but once the blemish is gone, and so now the animal is complete and whole and pure, it's able to be brought. Shop your dummy, it's good. Hachinami loshna. So therefore, also here, even though right now, technically speaking, it's not able to be brought, eventually it'll be able to be brought, and that will be, and then it will be able to be, and then it will be valid as an offering. So this is the concept of a mum over, a blemish that's passing. So one of the questions is, we know that when we see a passing blemish, some of the poskim, the Chishuk Kechemet, for example, talks about what's the concept of, let's say, baby teeth, that if a person, we know that in the Torah, there's a biblical law that if a person knocks out the tooth of a servant, of a Canaanite servant, the servant goes free. Well, what about if he knocks out the tooth of a baby tooth? Is that going to be considered to be the equivalent of knocking out an adult tooth? The Gemara calls a baby tooth a chalav, like the nursing tooth. So such a tooth is a passing blemish, because it's eventually going to get the adult tooth growing in. But the Chashuk Kechemet says no, it's still considered to be knocking out of an adult tooth, and so therefore it is going to be fitting within the category of knocking out a tooth, even though it's a passing blemish.